Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is just another incredible afternoon in March. Man, we've had some great weather last week and again this week. It is very, very nice. I hope you can get out and enjoy it. I'm Scoot. Very glad you're with us this afternoon on WWL, AM, FM, and .com. We have a lot to talk about. I want to just take a moment to thank all of you. And if you didn't thank me, if you didn't help me personally, if you're the kind of person who does this, I'm going to thank you. I want to thank everybody who has held doors open for me. Everybody who has just really gone out of their way to, you know, I've had people come back. They see me coming on crutches, and they come back and open the door for me. So, I mean, not just the people here at the radio station, but complete and total strangers in my apartment building and all over. So, you know, sometimes you do see the best side of humanity. So, again, I want to thank all of you. And if you do this for other people, I want to thank those of you who do that for other people. Also, I've had the coolest Uber drivers, because I'm not walking from my apartment to here. It's too far. So I've been taking Uber to the station and back, and I've just had some of just the coolest Uber drivers. And I really here's some interesting stories about Uber drivers. Today, Steve was my Uber driver, and he retired, and he said, "It's just a beautiful day. I think I'm going to go out and drive." And I hear stories like that. I hear people who work full-time jobs, and they get off work, and they drive Uber to make extra money. And so there really are some great stories behind the Uber drivers. And look, you know, I know a lot of cool cab drivers as well. I don't use Lyft. I just use Uber. Maybe I'll use Lyft too. So I'm just speaking from personal experience, but I'm sure there are some great Lyft drivers out there as well. It's almost as if Uber hasn't really taken the place of cabs. It's that people who never took cabs are now taking Uber. And the good thing about this is I can't help but think that fewer people are drinking and driving. Because people would drink and drive, they wouldn't think of calling a cab, but now they think about taking Uber. So it really has been a very, very positive thing. And it has created a lot of job opportunities for a lot of people. So there is a survey that shows that millennials place a higher priority on a date's political views than sex. A matchmaking company surveyed over 8 million users and found that dating somebody with a particular political view rose 165% since 2004. So this has actually become more important. Sex as a priority decreased 30%. Among millennials. So do you agree that dating someone with a similar political view is more important than sex? We'll talk about that in the 3 o'clock hour of our show. Also, the Jazz Fest 2019 cubes have been announced. So on and off throughout the show today, we will be featuring some of the music of some of those who are going to be performing at Jazz Fest, and we will tell you when and where. And we've got all the information on our website at WWL.com. So President Trump and other Republicans are demanding that the news media apologize for its coverage of the Mueller investigation. I respect Steve Scalise. I really like the man. But I disagree with him on his demand that Democrats apologize and that the media apologize. So we'll talk a little bit more about that later. But first up on the show this afternoon, this was really kind of shocking. I had just gotten to the station earlier, and there was breaking news that all charges against Empire actor Jesse Smollett have been dropped. Now, this was a shocking development. The Cook County prosecution has dropped all charges against Smollett for allegedly setting up a fake hate crime attack against him. Smollett is black and gay. And there was a story that he was trying to gain national publicity because his contract was coming to an end and he was not happy with the contract negotiations. Now, it's very important that you're honest here. I mean, I don't expect all of you to be honest because I know that's really a challenge for a lot of people. But I want you to be honest here. When you heard about this story, did it not seem totally believable? I don't know what happened here. We'll learn more as the day goes on. Maybe we'll know more tonight or more tomorrow. But I thought it was really interesting that all of the charges were dropped against Empire actor Jussie Smollett. It seemed as if the prosecution had a really great case. You know, they were the brothers. You know, they purchased the stuff. They had video of them purchasing stuff to attack him with. I don't know what part of the story fell apart, but it fell apart. And so it's going to be interesting to see why this happened. Were there political reasons involved here? Was there something else going on? Like, maybe this actor is being some kind of protected in some kind of way? I mean, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to follow this story. But here's what I want you to ask yourself. When you heard the story, when you watched the media coverage, when we talked about it on the air, and you knew the details that we all knew, did you believe the story? Did the story have credibility for you? And do you blame the media for covering the story? Do you blame the media for following the news that Jussie Smollett was arrested and that this information was coming together, that he had set up this fake hate crime attack against him to get attention? Did you believe that, and did you blame the media for covering the story? Jussie Smollett, earlier today at the Cook County Courthouse, well, he had a lot to say. First of all, he had a couple of people to thank.
I want to thank my legal counsel from the bottom of my heart, and I would also like to thank the state of Illinois for attempting to do what's right.
And obviously, dropping the charges is what he believes was right. He also talked about how, from the very beginning, he was very consistent with his story.
I've been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one. I would not be my mother's son if I was capable of one drop of what I've been accused of. This has been an incredibly difficult time, honestly one of the worst of my entire life.
Well, you can imagine. I mean, honestly, this was... This was a very compelling story, and he did stay truthful through all of the interviews with his side of the story. But based on the information that was out there that the media was covering, it seemed to me that this was a legitimate case that the prosecution had against him. Jussie Smollett, after coming out of the courtroom today, finding out, in fact, I don't think he knew when he went to the courtroom. They were suddenly called to the courtroom, to the courthouse. And then the courtroom, I don't think they knew what was going to happen. And they go in there and they find out all charges have been dropped. He talked about his faith.
I'm a man of faith, and I'm a man that has knowledge of my history, and I would not bring my family, our lives, or the movement through a fire like this. I just wouldn't.
All right, if you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, here is our number, 260-1870. Area code 504-260-1870. And our text is 870-870. All charges against Empire actor Jussie Smollett have been dropped. This happened just a little while ago. A shocking development from the Cook County prosecutors. So, did you believe the story, or did you always believe him? And let's be honest about this, because there's something to talk about concerning all of this. And do you blame the media for following the story with the information that everybody had? 260-1870, text 870-870. I'm Scoot on this Tuesday afternoon. We're coming right back with more of your comments. And the cubes are out for Jazz Fest 2019. Doobie Brothers performing at 3:30 Acura Stage Thursday afternoon, April 25th. We'll be right back on WWL. Empire actor Jussie Smollett is free today. All charges were dropped by the Cook County prosecution. Suddenly, this morning, this is a development that happened. Here's our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll on WWL. Did you believe the story that Empire actor Jesse Smollett staged a hate crime attack against him for the purpose of getting publicity? 80% say yes. 20% say no. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Here's a text that says, you really believe Trump supporters know who this guy is? I wouldn't know him if I walked past him on the street. Trump supporters don't run around saying, this is MAGA country. Well, what the hell does that mean? I mean, what, you think we do this show only for Trump supporters? I mean, Trump supporters are welcome here, but there are a hell of a lot of people listening to this show and this radio station who are not Trump supporters. So I don't really exactly know why anybody would think that something contrary to that was the truth. So we're talking about Jesse Smollett, this Empire actor. I thought the story was very believable. There were inconsistencies about, I had people calling the show and saying, well, you know, why did the guy return to his apartment with a noose around his neck? I mean, he concocted this incredible story about a hate crime perpetrated against him. And it seemed like there was some really pretty solid evidence that was reported from the police to the media. Now, the fact that the charges have been dropped doesn't mean he's innocent. But it does bring up an interesting thing to discuss. Maybe there was something concerning this particular set of evidence that had something to do with the charges being dropped. Maybe other charges will be filed. I'm wondering if he will sue the state of Illinois, if he'll sue because the charges were brought against him. And could politics have played a part in this? I mean, I don't know. I've heard that being mentioned as a possibility. Just a little while ago, Jesse Smollett came out of the courtroom at the Cook County Court Building in Chicago, and he had just a few people to thank.
I want to thank my family, my friends, the incredible people of Chicago, and all over the country and the world who have prayed for me, who have supported me, who have shown me so much love.
You know, I knew he was innocent until proven guilty, but I have to admit, I thought the story was believable. I thought the story of the staged, fake hate crime perpetrated against him, with the information they had about the brothers buying this, and they were here, and there was video surveillance video that didn't support his story, and he goes back to his apartment, and there's this. I don't remember all the details, but there were a lot of details there that made it seem like, well, I don't know, this is a believable story. Now, when I say it was a believable story to me, and maybe it was to you, we still recognize that somebody is innocent until proven guilty. You know, O.J. Had a believable story. I mean, there was a believable story. O.J. didn't have a story. The prosecution had a very believable story about O.J. killing those two people. And yet O.J. was found not guilty at the criminal trial. So we know that sometimes things change, but when the media reports something, we're talking about credible media sources. We're not talking about InfoWars. We're not talking about Alex Jones. We're not talking about the fringes on both sides of the political spectrum. We're talking about legitimate media. When legitimate media presents a believable story, is it wrong for us to maybe think, okay, maybe there's something here? Because that's what I thought. I never convicted the guy on the show, but I thought Jesse Smollett, hey, you know, it sounds like you did it. If you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870. When you first heard the story, did you believe it? Area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, come on, man, Scoot, the story didn't fall apart. The cash came together. I'm not sure I really understand that. So if you want to try to explain that to me, that's cool. Here's a text, would this have made national news if this were Joe Blow in Metairie? Well, I hear a lot of people talking about Joe Blow. I mean, I've heard people talk about Joe Blow my entire life. People say Joe Blow this and Joe Blow that. I mean, Joe Blow is a famous dude. And so I think in this case, yes. If Joe Blow, if this happened to Joe Blow, I think people would have said, yes, I believe it. Joe Blow's guilty. Well, you can believe a story is believable without thinking the guy is guilty. And that's the way I feel about this particular case with Jussie Smollett. But I don't understand about the money coming together. And if you want to explain that to me, call the show or send me a text. Here's a text that says you're making some pretty big assumptions. If he was innocent, why did he forfeit $10,000? You should listen to the police chief and the mayor and their take on the situation. Well, to certain people, especially if you make $1 million a year, I mean, $10,000 is still a lot of money if you make $1 million a year. But if you have a bigger, grander goal in mind, then maybe $10,000 isn't that big a deal. Maybe you'll sacrifice the 10 grand. I mean, I don't know. I can't answer these questions. I love this text. It says the Russians did it. Another text says Mexico paid the brothers. Anyway, so I just thought this was an interesting story, but here's why this is so interesting to talk about today. President Trump and other Republicans are demanding that the news media apologize for its coverage of the Mueller investigation. And we talked yesterday about the Mueller report coming out Friday. It was looked at over the weekend, and Attorney General William Barr said, based on what he sees in the report from Robert Mueller was not going to make a decision, but based on what he sees in the report, there was no collusion. And there's also some information that does not totally mean that Donald Trump was completely innocent, but there wasn't enough to charge him. Steve Scalise, our congressman, who I have great, great respect for, I do disagree with him at times, and that's okay. This is America, and we can do that. Steve Scalise says that the Democrats should apologize for making assumptions when the media was covering the Mueller investigation and President Trump. President Trump did a lot of things during the investigation that led you to believe something was going on. Now, on this show, I never said he was guilty. Never even said that there was a direct tie between him and the illegal behavior of those who have been found guilty. But it seems to me that if there is a demand that the media and that Democrats apologize because of the believable story about President Trump and his campaign, isn't there a hypocritical parallel with the Empire actor Jussie Smollett? I mean, for example, did you believe Jussie Smollett because maybe that's what you wanted to believe, or you thought that that was a very probable thing, but you didn't want to believe it about President Trump? I want to continue with this because I think this is a hypocritical parallel. Our number is 260-1870, text 870-870. Hey, so shame on us who believe that the Jussie Smollett story had some believability about it. The Empire actor. All charges suddenly dropped today. And somebody sent a text about the money, and I said, I don't understand how money plays into this. And so I get another text saying that maybe Smollett paid somebody off for the charges to be dropped. Like, how about the brothers? Hey, how about the Fox Entertainment Network? How about Fox Entertainment? They carry the show Empire. What's really interesting about all of this is Empire actor Jussie Smollett's value has increased tremendously in the media and in entertainment. Because when something like this happens to you, especially if you're not guilty or if the charges are dropped, this is the kind of story that makes you more valuable as an actor. When you think about the value that that holds for Jussie Smollett and also for the Fox network that carries Empire, you can't help but think that maybe money was involved. Ken, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing?
I'm good.
Great. I'm really not interested in the Barr report. I want to see the Mueller report. I think that report sort of tells it all. There were God knows how many subpoenas, lawyers involved, and I'm trying to figure out how does one arrive at 2 pages after all of that investigation for 22 minutes?
Well, I've heard that argument, Ken, and it's fair.
Yeah,
you know
what
I've heard that brought up as an argument that we don't know what's in the Mueller investigative report, because what we know is what the Attorney General surmised from what he saw, and I think there's every reason to believe that he is loyal to President Trump, even though technically the Attorney General is not supposed to be loyal to the president. But the point is, I don't think the media owes any apology to anybody, because the investigation into President Trump and his campaign, there were some very, very legitimate actors in that whole story. And it was, in many ways, it was a believable story. And some people got caught doing bad stuff, not in association with the campaign, but the story was believable enough to cover, and President Trump himself lied during the coverage.
And guess what else? He's still not out of trouble, because he's still in trouble with the banking violation, where he falsified his assets.
Well,
I mean, that has nothing to do with the Mueller report. You
right.
know, it has nothing to do with the Mueller report, but that's with the state of New York. So, you know, he's behind still in the swing. You can't. He's not going to pardon what's going on in New York State. You know.
Well, he's not in trouble, but he still faces some problems
yes.
in terms of his finances. And for all those who argue, Ken, that this was not about Trump's finances. Again, you know, you have to go back to the Ken Starr investigation into the Whitewater land deal, the Whitewater land development with the Clintons. The whole Monica Lewinsky scandal stemmed out of that. Nobody was going in looking for information about President Trump doing that with an intern in the Oval Office. But in this whole investigation, that's what turned up. And there are special prosecutors. And when there is information that turns up, you can't turn your back on the information. So, look, I'm simply saying, and I said yesterday, I haven't changed my mind. President Trump has reason now to celebrate the fact that there's no collusion. And that no charges were filed against him. Is this going to change? Well, I don't know that we know that. But right now, President Trump is celebrating and has a right to do that. I wouldn't, if I were him, I wouldn't celebrate too much, because you never know what's going to turn up. But I see a parallel between a demand that the media apologize for covering what was a believable story, the Russia investigation. And Russia did, in a lot of different ways, try to impact the outcome of our election. We'll never know if they succeeded, but they did some things that were designed to change the opinion of enough Americans to change the outcome of the election in favor of President Trump. But I see a parallel between demanding that the media apologize for that and the media apologize for covering the believable story with the information that the media had about Empire actor Jussie Smollett. There was some credible stuff in that story. And suddenly all charges are dropped. Can't help but ask yourself, why? From New Orleans, Lee, welcome to our show.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good.
I was going to comment on the Smollett case.
Okay.
When it first came out, I thought there was some plausibility for it. But if I'm not mistaken, as the details of the case came out, I thought that it was a hoax. And one of the main reasons that led me to believe that was his injury.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken, his injuries were not that great. I mean, I'm not saying he didn't sustain some, but if I'm not mistaken, if anybody followed any kind of news report with a physical evidence of a hate crime being committed, you don't halfway beat somebody.
Yeah. That's
okay,
a really good point,
you,
Lee. And I'm very
you know,
much,
you,
I'm, go ahead.
You just, I mean, I'm just saying of all the hate crimes, you know, that the TV has covered,
yeah,
you people are really seriously injured.
Yeah, I've never seen a hate crime where the injuries were kind of superficial. I think you bring up an interesting point.
And that's what leads me to believe that it was staged. For whatever reason, and I don't know why, you know, the charges are being dropped or whatever, but that's my opinion.
Lee, I'm just like you. In the beginning, I believed him. And at one point, he was even crying. And I thought, man, this guy, this is really a shame that people would say this about this guy. I mean, this happened to him, and people are going to question. So in the beginning, I believed, based on the information that was out there, I believed him. And then when more information came out, I started thinking, man, this seems like it was staged and set up. And, man, what a scam. And then there was talk about he was doing this because he wasn't happy with his salary and he wanted more. And he was going through contract negotiations or something to that effect. But here's what I find interesting about this. There's a hypocritical parallel, in my opinion. A believable story about Jussie Smollett. Should the media apologize for that? And did you, in the beginning, did you believe that this was a credible story to be covered? Did you believe that there was a credible story with the Russia investigation for the media to cover? If the media had not covered all the things that President Trump did and said during that investigation, many of which were lies and many of it was deception, if the media didn't cover that, the media would be criticized. And it seems like, while I don't always defend the media, it seems like the media is now a convenient scapegoat for just about everything. If you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870. Area code 504-260-1870. Our text is 870-870. Earth, Wind, and Fire, Acura Stage, first day of Jazz Fest, Thursday, April 25th, and they start at 525. We've got the cubes out. They're on our website at WWL.com. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back. You think the media just makes up stuff to talk about? Think they just come up with stories? Hey, let's do this. This will get a lot of attention. I mean, I know the media is into getting attention, but honestly, do you think the media makes up stories because they just want to find stuff to talk about on the air? I'm Scoot. Tuesday afternoon. Weekend is almost here, and it's a beautiful day, so let's be in a good mood this afternoon. We're talking about the breaking news just a little while ago that the Cook County prosecutors in Chicago have dropped all charges against Empire star Jussie Smollett. He's black, he's gay, and the story was that he was jumped by two guys in like a Klan-type outfit, a hood, sheets. He was attacked by white supremacists. That was the story. And he had a few injuries. And that was a very believable story. The media covered that. Then there started to be some information about how, well, maybe it didn't quite happen that way because of this and this and this and this. There were some things that were inconsistent with that story. Not the least of which was surveillance video of two brothers. They were black, buying the stuff that was used to attack him. And suddenly the charges are dropped. You can't blame the media for covering a believable story. And to me, this was a believable story. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, text 870-870. From New Orleans, Steve, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. Hey. You know, my biggest issue with this is I don't give two you-know-whats about Jussie Smollett or any of these guys. This guy could have caused a race riot throughout the nation. It could have been another Rodney King situation where people just went around just, you know, attacking black and white. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you wouldn't blame him if it really did happen. But it sounded to us like it didn't happen.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
See, I thought it was a believable story, and I think you bring up a good point. But there were a lot of things that pointed to this idea that he was making it up. And after you heard the first story from him and you heard the evidence, and then he's in these very emotional interviews talking about how I can't believe people would make this up. And then you started to hear more information coming out like, well, wait a minute, maybe he did make it up to get attention. And so suddenly,
I sure hope they take it to the Attorney General of Illinois, you know, the state attorney general.
Yeah.
If they can show there's a conflict, the AG can pick it up in the state, on the state side.
And so this is a story the media should continue to cover, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Steve, I appreciate the call. You got a comment, 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870. Texas, 870-870. Here's our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. Did you believe the story that Empire actor Jesse Smollett staged a hate crime against him for the purpose of getting publicity? Did you believe that? I did. 91% say yes, they believed it. 9% say no. Give us your opinion by going to WWL.com. Here's a text that says, he's black, a Democrat, hates Trump, figure it out. What the hell does that mean? That is an insult to everybody who calls this show and identifies themselves as black Americans who support President Trump. I just, you know, I'm no longer surprised by the degree of ignorance that spills out on a radio talk show on a daily basis. I'm Scoot. We'll be back. The Cubes are out for Jazz Fest 2019. This is when and where everybody is going to be performing. And on the first day of Jazz Fest, Thursday, April 25th, 5:40 on the Gentilly stage, Alanis Morissette. And I know Ian Hoke, my studio producer, is going to be there because that is one of his favorites. I guess I shouldn't say that is one of his favorites. She is one of his favorites. It's not like it's that. It's like she's not a that. She's a she. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. We've got news coming up, but I'll get to your calls when we come back. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about the breaking news that all the charges against Empire actor Jesse Smollett have been dropped. Apparently, the mayor, the police chief are upset. Got a text here that says they're in disbelief. They're angry. What happened here? Why would the charges of this believable story suddenly dropped? And is it the media's fault for covering the story? In fact, there's more to cover here. So shouldn't the media continue to cover this story, or is that just sensationalizing? More of your calls, more of your text are coming up next. I'm Scoot. It is a great-looking Tuesday afternoon on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.